Yes, comes America's greatest half hour of Western fun and music, the Hollywood Barn Dance. You're keeping company with Cotton Feet Clark and gang, friends and neighbors, so get settled for a fast half hour of Western doings that's now taking place here in our new barn, located just off Gower Gulch at Columbia Square in Hollywood. And here to carry on with the festivities is your brushwood poet, old state of Texas himself, Cotton Seed Clark. Much obliged, Dave Stewart, and you folks for coming over to keep company with us for a spell. Along with our regular barn dance gang tonight, we have an old friend who dropped over to visit, and I'm talking about Republic Pictures' new Western singing star from Texas, Marty Hale. And another old friend of yours dropped by tonight also, a former member of our barn dance gang, Scotty Harrell, who now lends his fine Western voice toward getting the proceedings underway without on the Texas plains. Scotty, sing it out for the folks.
I want to drink my coffee from an old tin can while the moon goes shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwills. I want to hear the cows whine. I want to feel the saddle of my old cow horse, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, let him show himself in pride out on the Texas plains. Every night in my dreams, now it seems I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, back in the sticks, back where I belong. Oh, those city lights and those city ways are driving me insane. Now I want to go back, won't you take me back, back to my Texas plains. I want to drink my coffee from an old tin can while the moon goes shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the cows whine. I want to feel the saddle of my old cow horse, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, let him show his stuff and pride out on the Texas plains.
Mighty fine, Scotty Harrell. Have a seat over there on that feed box, and we'll be calling on you again. Now we move over to our Western Polkitude division, where we find our sweetheart of the barn dance, pretty Colleen Summers. Colleen is not only a mighty fine song singer, but also a good songwriter, both of which she proves now and here. She brings you a brand new song which she and Jack Kenny corral. And it is unroped, unbranded, and unbroke. Is it wrong? And you sing it out right, pretty cool.
Is it wrong to say I love you? Is it wrong to wish that you were mine? Is it wrong to be so jealous when someone else is with you all the time? Life sure has been funny, can't help feeling like I do, for everything looks sunny till you met somebody new. Is it wrong to say I love you? Is it wrong to wish that you were funny? Can't help feeling like I do, for everything looks sunny till you met somebody new. Is it wrong to say I love you? Is it wrong to wish that you were mine?
That looks swell, Colleen, and I know we'll all be hearing a lot of that song.
Hi, hiya, cottonseed, old pal, old pal, old horse face.
Hiya there, Johnny Bond. Say, what you been doing this past week, Johnny?
Oh, I've been out playing a few of the ponies, cottonseed. Old pal, yesterday I was out to Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, huh?
Yeah, Santa Anita. You know, that's an outdoor version of you can't take it with you.
That's a mighty pretty place, that Santa Anita. Has nice green grass all around it.
Yeah, and after the fourth race, it sure tasted good. Cottonseed, I put everything I had on that horse you told me to bet on, and he lost.
Lost? Why, Johnny, that horse could have won in a walk.
No, he tried that. He sure was a stickler for style, that horse was.
What do you mean, a stickler for style?
Well, he kept looking around to see if his plow was on straight.
I take it you didn't like that plug, Johnny.
I've seen better-looking plugs in the kitchen sink.
Well, look, why didn't you try some of the other horses?
I did. I put $10 on a nag called Napkin.
Napkin?
Yeah.
What happened?
He folded up on the first lap.
Johnny, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
You go ahead and sing your song and then meet me at the racetrack a little later and I'll introduce you to a real expert on horses.
You mean a guy that can really pick a winner?
Boy, after you talk to this man a while, you can go to the races and really clean up.
He's too late. Them horses have already cleaned me.
Well, clean up our song.
Okay, huh? This is the horse racer's song entitled, I Don't Want to Be Rich. You ask me why I'm a hobo and why I sleep in the ditch. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich. Now I could make $1,000,000 and then sit down and get fat, but then I'd lose my girlish form, and oh, I wouldn't like that. Now I should eat out of dishes, it's just a matter of choice, but when I eat from an old tin can, there ain't no dishes to wash. I'd make an excellent banker if ever I wanted to be, but just the thought of an iron cage is too suggestive for me. There's a vamp right here. Now I could be a broker without the least excuse, but look at 1929 and tell me what is the use. I don't believe in working and saving to get a stake. You might take a fall and lose it all and then wind up in the lake. Don't need no money to live on, no money for room and board, but when we're dead I'll need it as much as Mr. Henry Ford. Now I could run the White House, but then I don't care which. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich. Give me my dollar, boys, I'm getting out of here.
Tell me the tales of long, long ago. It's Brushwood Poetry Time on the Barn Dance Friends and Neighbors, and tonight Cottonseed Clark goes back to his old country church to recall the day that the parson took sick and his pa volunteered to fill his shoes. Here's the story in rhyme. The day that pa played preacher. Cottonseed?
It happened many years ago when the parson of our church took sick, and my pa jumped in and volunteered to do the parson's trick. We got there early and took our seats down by the preacher's wife, while Paul stood up in the preacher's place, as proud and big as life. Little by little, the church filled up as the folks come dropping in. Then Paul stepped up to the pulpit, all primed and ready to begin. I think Ma knowed what happened next was bound to end up sad, but she never dreamed this episode would turn out so doggone bad. Then Paul got started. His first words was, good morning to you all. And from then on out, it kept getting worse, and he started in to stall. But Paul wouldn't quit or even try to slow his sermon down. And we all knowed things wasn't so good when we seen the deacon frown. But Paul wasn't looking for hints or tips from us folks stuck out there. He just looked straight ahead and kept going right on as if he didn't care. Well, after talking in circles for an hour or more that seemed like 8 or 10, he gave the choir a chance to sing, and the folks all sighed, amen. But after the music, Paul started again, and we thought he'd never quit. He pulled at his tie, mussed up his hair. I thought he was throwing a fit. It was 2 hours past our eating time, when Paul brought his speech to an end. And the congregation made a rush for the door for fear he'd start in again. Well, after that day, we all agreed that heaven we'd never reach if we had to go through that awful ordeal of listening to my Paul preach. For most of the folks just couldn't see as to Paul being much of a teacher, for they still remember and will never forget the day that Paul played preacher. Thank you very much, friends and neighbors. And now here are those three fine maids of melody of the Sunshine Girls, Colleen, Vivian, and June, ready to pleasure you folks with their very special harmonizing rendition of a fine Western favorite, So Long to the Red River Valley. Children, sing it real nice and right pretty for the folks.
So long to the Red River Valley. My Rosen and Wranglin is true. And so farewell to the old corral and all the old friends that I knew. So long to the old empty bunkhouse where I dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail. So long to the Red River Valley.
Sunshine Girls. And now, folks, pull your rugs back, get ready to clap your hands and shout. For out to the middle of the barn floor comes Ted French and his exhibition square dancers. Mitch Gross is a vixen to commence the fiddle, and here's Donnie Vaughn to call the set. So let's everybody grab a partner and dance. Mitch Gross. Hollywood Barn Dance, friends and neighbors, with Tom C. Clark and gang and special guest star Marty Hale coming to you from a new barn just off Gower Gulch in Hollywood. Festivities will continue in just 30 seconds with the CBS Columbia Broadcasting System. We're back with your second half of the Hollywood Barn Dance, friends and neighbors, and our special guest star, Monty Hale. All right, Ted French, dance them right out to the barn doors, and we'll carry on with the fun and the music.
That's yours, that pretty dress you got on there, Grandma. Can they have your size, though?
Oh! Yes, folks, it's America's greatest half hour of Western fun and music with Cottonseed Clark and his gay gang and their regular Saturday night gathering. Well, our good friend Johnny Bond has been having some tough luck with the horses this past week, so Cottonseed Clark is meeting him at the stables to try and help him out. We take you now to the You Make It and We Take It racetrack, where we find Cottonseed waiting for that long, lean, lazy, blanky Lure Lou from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond!
Well, here I am down in this stable at the racetrack, and I told that Johnny Bond to meet me here. But as usual, he's late, so what's the cafe? Oh, here he comes now.
Hiya, Cottonseed, old pal, old pal, old nosebag.
What in the cat hair and where have you been?
Well, I've been wandering around the different stalls looking at the horses. Incidentally, you're looking well.
I can't say the same for you. Say, how come you got your hand wrapped up?
Oh, that. I was just seeing how many teeth one of the horses had.
Well, what happened?
The horse shut his mouth to see how many fingers I had.
Well, Johnny, you just stick around. I want you to meet this great horse expert.
I want to meet him. I'll sit down on this bale of hay here. I don't feel so good.
What's the matter?
Well, one of the horses back there was feeling bad, so I picked up a box of powder medicine, and the direction said to put the powders in a straw and blow it down the horse's throat.
Well, what happened?
The dang horse blowed first.
Oh, Johnny. Well, you'll feel better when this friend of mine shows you how to pick a winner every time. Incidentally, Johnny, did you see the filly he picked for me yesterday?
Yeah, not bad. I saw you dancing with her last night.
No! Not that one.
Not that one?
No.
Go ahead, then.
Well, you go ahead. It's your line on the top page.
Okay. Well, I want to meet this feller, because them horses I've been picking the sure has been treating me wrong.
Is that right?
Yeah. Why, from the way I picked them, you'd think I was a talent scout from the glue factory. I wish we'd have started ad-libbing there.
Johnny, look, did you try a whirl around yesterday?
Yeah, I played him 20 to 1.
How did he come in?
4-6. Hey, where is this here expert, and when's he going to show up?
Just have patience, Johnny. He'll be along soon.
Yeah?
Oh, I think this is him coming now.
Yeah, probably one of the jockeys.
Oh, good evening, gents.
Good evening.
Sorry to have kept you waiting.
All right.
That's all right, Professor Stonehead. Say, Professor, I want you to meet Johnny Bond.
Hiya.
Are you, young man?
Don't take it so hard.
I won't. Let's get down to business, Hefty. Have a carrot.
Carrot? Not me. I ain't no horse.
You could have fooled me. Quit licking my hand, will you?
Hey, Johnny, Professor Stonehead now, remember, is a man of culture.
Yeah, agriculture. Say, how about giving out with some good tips on the next race, genius?
Well, we got lots of time, lots of time.
Yeah?
First of all, I want to see what system you've been using to pick the horses.
See? Well, last night I dreamed of the number 7.
7, huh? That's good. How many in your good family?
7.
I see now. The last race was number 7, so you should have bet on horse number 7.
I did.
Well, how did he do?
He come in 7th.
Oh. Well, haven't you picked any winners today at all?
Yeah, in the second race, I won $50. I thought of the numbers 8 and 7, so I says to myself, now 8 and 7 is 14, so I bet on number 14, and he won.
You dope. 8 and 7 is 15.
You keep your education, I'll keep my $50.
All right, very well then. Now here's a surefire system.
Surefire, huh?
Never fail.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a newspaper with all the names of the horses on it?
Right there.
Now, have you got a pen?
Yeah, but I'm wearing it.
I mean a straight pen.
Oh.
Now, here's one. I got one right here. Now, let's all shut our eyes one at a time and pick a horse.
Okay.
I'll go first. There.
What'd you get?
Kentucky Queen. Now you try it, Mr. Clark.
Okay. Here I go.
What'd you get?
King of the Turf. Now, you try it, Johnny.
Let me see that newspaper. Here, give me the pen. Somebody's going to get stuck for this anyway. Okay, here I go. There.
Which horse did you get?
Help Wanted.
No, you'll have to try it all over again.
All right, but I got my doubts about this system. Now, okay, here I go again.
What did you get?
Lucky Lady.
Lucky Lady it is. Now, Mr. Clark, you run down and put the money on Lucky Lady.
Right.
The race has just started, and we'll all watch it right from here.
Hey, I can
huh?
see the race from this window here.
You can?
Yeah. Lucky right. Lady's up now. They're off. Lucky Lady pulls over at the rail. Another horse is pulling up fast. Lucky Lady falls back, and another horse pulls in ahead.
Yeah.
Now, another horse is at the rail.
Yeah.
Lucky Lady is in second place.
Lucky lady runs around another horse, and another horse is pulling around another horse.
Oh.
Now, lucky lady is out in front, and another horse is close behind.
Come on, lucky lady.
Lucky lady is coming in. Coming in. The race is about over.
Come on, lucky lady.
Another horse is pulling up.
Come on.
Lucky lady is almost over the line. Another horse is right behind it.
Come on.
They're over the line.
Who won?
Another horse.
So long, Johnny Bond. Well, folks, a short time ago, Colleen, Vivian, and June, the Sunshine Girls, sung their very special arrangement of In My Adobe Hacienda. It no doubt pleasured you folks a lot, for they've been flooded with mail asking for a repeat performance ever since. And here they are to sing it for you. The Sunshine Girls singing In My Adobe Hacienda.
In my adobe hacienda, touch of Mexico, cactus lovelier than orchid, blooming in the patio, soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every dream seem so sweet in my adobe hacienda. Life and love are more complete in my adobe hacienda, nestled in the western hills. Evening breezes softly murmur harmony with whippoorwills. When the setting sun says the long day is done, sweet music starts to fill the air in my adobe hacienda. Harmony is everywhere.
The Sunshine Girls, Colleen, Vivian, and June. Well, tonight, folks, we have one of Western Pictures' up-and-coming young singing stars. Out at Republic these days, big plans are underway for him. He's just completed such pictures as The Big Bonanza with Dick Arlen, Rough Riders of Cheyenne, and now his first big starring picture, Don't Fence Me In, from the song title, with such great performers as our old friend George Gabby Hayes and the Sons of the Pioneers. And here he is to sing for you a song you all know and love. Let's welcome Monty Hale as he sings Goodbye, Little Darling. Monty.
Goodbye, little darling, we're parting. Kiss me one tender last goodbye. I found out just now I'm in your way somehow. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, don't worry. Parting don't always mean goodbye. You will always be in my memory. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Now goodbye, my little darling, I'll meet you somewhere beneath the Texas sky. I don't know when or where, but darling, I'll be there. Goodbye, my little darling, goodbye.
Much obliged to you, Marty Hill, for dropping in at the barn dance tonight, and remember, you're always welcome here. And now, folks, the Sunshine Girls, Scotty Harrell and Johnny Bond, in fact, the entire barn dance gang, and a song that is second only to our beloved national anthem. A song that is the West itself, Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom discouraging words, and the skies are a cloudy old day. Oh, home on the range, where the deer
Saturday night during this payday. We want to again say thanks to Monty Hale for taking time to visit with us tonight and invite him back any time and every time he can make it. Don't forget, folks, that all of the gang will be back next Saturday night with the kind of entertainment we promise you won't regret on Sunday morning. We'll see you all in church. Until then, this is Cottonseed Clark saying so long, good luck, good night, and may the good Lord bless you.